today is Lana Gelb, and Lana's going to talk about her journey from another country to helping others in so many ways. Lana, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Neil, for having me here.
All right. So where are you from formerly?
Formerly and originally South African. I tell people I'm from the South, which I am. And I was born and raised there, and I immigrated 45 years ago. And for the last 43 years, I've been a wellness educator in the United States, but also traveling a lot, getting contracts in Curacao and Bahamas and Mexico and Canada and South Africa too. So I've been very, very fortunate in my career. Very.
So talk about how your wellness coaching is different than other people's.
So I am a holistic practitioner, which means I look at the whole body. I look at every aspect of the body. The difference between a holistic and a traditional practitioner is that they look at symptoms, and I look at the root of the problem. Why is this happening to people? Why is this person getting this diagnosis and another diagnosis in a few months as well? So it's a different approach. It's an Eastern Western approach. I use a lot of Eastern modalities, and I also am a brain longevity specialist. So I use neuroscience, and neuroplasticity is my specialty, and in particular, movement and cognition.
Let's break in down some of these definitions.
Okay, so neuroplasticity is a science from the past 30 years that is probably the most important science that's emerged in our current culture. And neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain and the nervous system and the body to change in structure, that means how the form is, and in function, which means how it performs. So we are able, I always say, we have this fantastic elastic plastic brain that we can mold and shape and design our future. But to tell you the truth, Neil, I only recognized and I met my brain 13 years ago.
Okay.
I did not even know I had a brain. I had no connection to it. I've been an exercise professional all these over four decades. And I just came across this program, which I got certified in and then taught people all over the world, this program, wonderful program called Ageless Grace, and discovered that I had a brain, which was such an aha moment for me, because I believe people don't really connect to their brains. They don't see it. They see their face when they get wrinkles. They see their belly when they start to gain weight, but they don't see what's going on up here. And it is the single most important issue of the times. People are now more concerned about their brain health, their cognitive decline, than they ever have been. And during COVID, of course, we know the statistics right. have been dismal. And so I'm in the right place at the right time.
You totally are. And neuroplasticity. And do you use a lot of the different techniques that a lot of people to do that have done the history of neuroplasticity? Is it more, how do you help people with the brain, especially if they're clear, not right down the road from you, you know, like, you know?
Well, first of all, I do believe, and I'll say this out here, it's not even a belief, it's a fact, that everything is reversible. That just is the way it is. And the research is showing this over and over again. But the thing is, people have been conned by all the social media, by television, by big pharma, by everything, that you have to keep going on these pills and these injections and these things that are not working. I can tell you, I work with people with Alzheimer's, people with Parkinson's, people with cancer, people with bone density loss. And all these people are, they're trying, and they're trying their best. I understand that at $50 million a pop to do research on these pills or injections or whatever they are. And they're just not working very well, that if at all. So yes, I use a lot of different techniques, and I have a formula, and the formula is for everybody, but it's a not a one size fits all. It's a formula that's a general formula in terms of what we need to do to be healthy and not decline. To, you know, you can relate to it as to hypertrophy, you know, in improving your muscle tone and your strength, right? As opposed to atrophy, where you lose it. And if you don't use it, you lose it. The same with the brain. And so I believe that number one is food. The food you eat, what you feed yourself, is the most crucial aspect. Also, movement. You have to move. You can't be sedentary. The body is not designed for that. And in fact, our brain's primary function is movement of the body. That's what it's designed for. Way back when we had to have survival techniques and we were attacked by saber-toothed tiger or by a clan or by other wild animals. And what did we do? We had to run up a tree. We had to climb. We had to, you know, escape, fight or flight. So that's how the brain developed, was for movement. So that's movement. We have to manage our stress. We have to manage our sleep. We have to get rid of toxins in our lives. We have to get rid of the toxins that we put on ourselves, the EMF, the EMFs, the electromagnetic fields that we are exposed to. We have to minimize that, cell phones and microwaves and all those things. We have to stop colognes and perfumes, and we have to get people that are toxic in our lives out of our lives. And so, you know, that's a formula. So I teach that to groups as well as to individuals that have some kind of issues that to do with wellness and constant diagnoses.
What other brain exercises would you recommend for people to improve their brains?
I do a lot of brain exercises that are to integrate the left and right hemispheres to balance the brain. So I'm going to give you one now to do with me, okay?
Okay.
Will you take your right hand?
Okay.
And do an outside facing triangle.
Outside, like this way, like, okay, just like this?
Going to the outside as opposed to the inside.
Okay.
Okay, and then do a circle with the other hand going forwards.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
And then generally, we do a third one with the leg or with another body part. And now reverse direction of both.
Oh, my goodness.
And then,
it takes me there. Yeah.
And then you have to do the other hand, the other side.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. That's great stuff.
That's one. But I've got one for you in terms of squats, because I think this is a fabulous exercise. So it's called Super Brain. It's actually Yoga Super Brain. That's okay. What they call it. And you do squats. Everybody does squats or should do squats, right? Would you agree?
Yes.
But if you're doing it with a barbell or whatever, take a break. Do a little bit of a cross training. And you're going to do this. You're going to put your left hand on your thumb forward on your earlobe and your right one always on top, and
like
squeeze
this.
Your acupuncture points.
Okay.
Your
okay.
Your,
like this.
Your thumbs are in front, and you squat 20 times.
Squat at the same time. Oh, my.
Yeah. And if they can't, if they're not able to for whatever reason, do that. Clap. Go to the other side. Clap. Go to the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
Clap. Go to the other side.
And then how's that going to help? Like, does that help with memory too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're
concentration and concentration too.
Concentration. You're forcing your brain to memorize that, oh, I have to hold here and hold here. and then switch and clap in between or punch in between. So there's all kinds of games, but it has to be done through the body. You know, all of the different games that people play, like crossword puzzles or Sudoku or Lumosity or even, you know, Mahjong, and those type of games are excellent. And I'm not telling people to not do that.
Right.
However, if it's not done through physical movement, you're missing certain functions of the brain. So that's the way we know that movement is the most important thing.
So do you provide one-on-one coaching to help people with this, or group coaching?
I do both.
Both. And also courses, right? As well, or you?
Courses, yeah. I don't have one at present. I'm doing a big certification coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's an Aegis Grace one specifically for Parkinson's, but it's a dual international evidence-based certification. Wow. Yeah. So I'm doing that. So I'm not doing my own course, but my program is called 10 Minutes a Day Keeps the Decline Away. And it's got abundant research. And I want to get that out there because people are sedentary or on the other extreme of what they call anorexia athletica or ornithorexia, which is that people starve themselves because they need to have a look. And this is exercise professionals I'm talking about. They need to be a model or a gymnast or a sprinter, and they have to go. And so they starve themselves and they many of them die. And wow. Then sedentary on the other side do as well. So, you know, 10 minutes a day is doable for anybody.
Not and totally.
I have a 28-day program that they can go on my website and check it out and get a discount, especially for the people who are on this podcast.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely great. And people can go check it out. And that's awesome stuff. I think that you're doing is something so different than anybody else. And I think it's because of adding that brain component with the fitness component versus with all those different things in health and looking at specifically your brain is going to make the rest of your body healthy or not healthy. If you're not training in that from the sleep, what do you think? How many hours of sleep does someone need every night?
7 to 8 hours, and preferably from 10 o'clock p.m. to 6 a.m. because the circadian rhythms are determining the light and the dark are what human beings and all animals are, going according to. So if you're starting to go to sleep at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, you're missing the best time of your sleep. And it's very disturbing because you get into different brain waves that are not conducive to sleep.
All right. Best place people can find information on you, Lana. Where can they go?
They can go to my website, which is Good Vibes Consultants. Good Vibes Consultants. And it's vibes, plural, and consultants, plural. And they just need to look up the different things on the tabs. I offer a lot of different things. And I just want to let you know that I am 77 years old.
Wow.
And I can put most 30-year-olds to shame. I don't use any medications. I use no over-the-counter stuff. I've never had Botox. I've never had any kind of interventions. And I do everything naturally, and I feel like I want to inspire the world.
Well, you're going to definitely do that. Thanks again, Lana.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.